Hello, I'm Gary Roby. Welcome to this call to worship. Magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together as we think about mothers.
Journey of the narrow road, and those who've gone before us line the way, cheering on the faithful, encouraging the weary, their lives a stirring testament to God's sustaining grace. Surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us run the race not only for the prize, but as those who've gone before us, let us leave to those behind us the heritage of faithfulness passed on through godly love. Our children sift through all we've left behind. May the clues that they discover and the memories they uncover become the light that leads them to the road we each must follow.
Heavenly Father, I thank you for the mother you blessed me with. She was faithful to you, faithful to her husband, my father, and was faithful to the rest of her family. and many friends. God, you created woman as a helpmeet to man. You blessed many listening to this program today with the awesome privilege of being a mother. Dear Lord, please bless all those listening today with your perfect peace, your insurmountable joy, and many precious memories. Help us, Lord, to show them honor and respect always, and especially on this special day set aside for them. Give them strength through your Holy Spirit to serve you, discernment in their daily lives. Bless them with long life and good health. Thank you, God, for mothers.
The joy of the Lord is my strength.
Thank you again for joining us for this call to worship. I want to thank those of you who have written to us, sent a message from our website, or have visited our Facebook page. We appreciate your prayer support and donations to this ministry as you're led. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. Would you please prayerfully consider a donation? Your tax-deductible gift can be sent to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You can also make a tax-deductible donation safely and securely on the website. You can log on right now and make your gift. Our website address is calltoworship.us, available to you 24/7. Thank you for your support. This is your call to worship.
have lined the narrow streets to see this man from Galilee. Just a carpenter's son, say, leading fools astray. Yet many kneel to give him praise, and in his eyes they glimpse the power that sees the hearts of all men. And he knows his father's mind. He speaks his father's word.
All I see is that I don't
and see what's ahead of me. I'm afraid my life will never be all I hope for in the end. All I know is that I don't know where the road will go. If I dream, then will I find it so?
Mothers play a vital role in each one of our lives and in society as a whole. Pretty much the beginning of the concept of mother shows up in Genesis chapter 3, verse 20. Then the man, Adam, named his wife Eve because she would be the mother of all who live. The 28th United States President Woodrow Wilson proclaimed Mother's Day a national celebration about 100 years ago. Other presidents before him and since have attributed their success to their mother. Abraham Lincoln, for example, is quoted as saying, "I remember my mother's prayers, and they have always followed me. They have clung to me all my life." The observation of a day to honor mothers is done in over 40 countries. Millions of people across the globe take the day as an opportunity to honor their mothers and thank them for their efforts in giving them life, raising them, and being their constant support and well-wisher. As the Ten Commandments are described in Exodus chapter 20, the command is given to honor your father and mother. Then you will live a long life, full life, in the land the Lord your God is giving to you. Jesus said in Matthew 15, God says, honor your father and mother, and anyone who speaks disrespectfully of father or mother must be put to death. Even when it's extremely difficult or has been extremely difficult, people and even kings have still showed honor to their mothers. Listen to the story found in 1 Kings chapter 2. Bathsheba, Solomon's mother, went to King Solomon to speak on Adonijah's behalf. The king rose from his throne to meet her, and he bowed down before her. When he sat down on his throne again, the king ordered that a throne be brought for his mother, and she sat at his right side. I have one small request to make of you, she said. I hope you won't turn me down. What is it, my mother? He asked. You know I won't refuse you. Respect of mothers is even associated with an animal in Deuteronomy 22. If you happen to find a bird's nest in a tree or on the ground, and there are young ones or eggs in it with the mother sitting in the nest, do not take the mother with the young. You may take the young, but let the mother go, so that you may prosper and enjoy a long life. Think about Mary, probably the most memorable mother of history, the mother of Jesus. Matthew chapter 1, verse 18. This is how Jesus, the Messiah, was born. His mother, Mary, was engaged to be married to Joseph, but before the marriage took place, while she was still a virgin, she became pregnant through the power of the Holy Spirit. Then in the first chapter of Luke, we see Mary's obedience to God and attitude of a servant. When the angel told her about God's plan, Mary responded, I am the Lord's servant. May everything you have said about me come true. And then the angel left her. Luke chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. And while they, Mary and Joseph, were there in Bethlehem, the time came for her baby to be born. She gave birth to her first child, a son. She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no lodging available for them. And in John chapter 2, in the account of Jesus' first miracle, turning water into wine, we see her respect of Jesus and encouraging others to obey his words. The wine supply ran out during the festivities, so Jesus' mother told him, they have no more wine. Dear woman, that's not our problem, Jesus replied. My time has not yet come. But his mother told the servants, do whatever he tells you. Listen to the words of Proverbs 31. Who can find a virtuous and capable wife? She is more precious than rubies. Her husband can trust her, and she will greatly enrich his life. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. She finds wool and flax and busily spins it. She is like a merchant's ship, bringing her food from afar. She gets up before dawn to prepare breakfast for her household and plan the day's work for her servant girls. She goes to inspect a field and buys it. With her earnings, she plants a vineyard. She is energetic and strong, a hard worker. She makes sure her dealings are profitable. Her lamp burns late into the night. Her hands are busy, spinning thread, her fingers twisting fiber. She extends a helping hand to the poor and opens her arms to the needy. She has no fear of winter for her household, for everyone has warm clothes. She makes her own bedspreads. She dresses in fine linen and purple gowns. Her husband is well known at the city gates, where he sits with the other civic leaders. She makes belted linen garments and sashes to sell to the merchants. She is clothed with strength and dignity, and she laughs without fear of the future. When she speaks, her words are wise, and she gives instructions with kindness. She carefully watches everything in her household and suffers nothing from laziness. Her children stand and bless her. Her husband praises her. There are many virtuous and capable women in the world, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty does not last. But a woman who fears the Lord will be greatly praised. Reward her for all she has done. Let her deeds publicly declare her praise.
Success to show, no glory.
Our call to worship topic this hour has been mothers. Thank God for your mother. He used her to create you and as part of the forces that made you who you are today. And if you are blessed to have your mother living, then be sure to communicate with her on this special day. Thank you for listening. God is using this program to touch lives for His kingdom. And if this time is a blessing to you, please consider a gift to this ministry. Call to Worship is listener-supported. It's your continued prayers and your financial support that keeps Call to Worship on your local station. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. That address again is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You can also make a tax-deductible donation safely and securely on the website. Our website address, calltoworship.us. That's calltoworship.us. Oh, and don't forget to stop by our Facebook page to get a heads up on the topic for next week's program. Thank you for your support. I look forward to spending time with you again next week. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. Here's a blessing for mothers from Proverbs 31. May your children stand and bless you. Your husband praise you. There are many virtuous and capable women in the world, but may you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty does not last, but a woman who fears the Lord will be greatly praised. May your family and friends reward you for all you have done. May you enjoy the fruits of your labors and the results of your works bring praise to you.
When the rest on earth are born.
let me be his pillow when he's tired and needs a rest. Let me be a shoring when he faces some hard test. Let me listen softly when the world is pressing in. Let me understand when no one else can comprehend. Have a friend. Let me be something that's real in a world of pretend. Let me sing the sweet music when his heart's without a song. Let me be his living joy each moment all along. Let me be his living joy each moment all.